the Gemara in Daf Kufa Mid Aleph, he's on the Brisa of Lachosa. Lachosa Matam Lamer Shah Halach Lishkan is Pischai. The Lamas Bnei B'Sham Shem Meis Lames Yachal Yitama Amis Lo Yitama. He can't be Mitama because of the Chi of Karban Pesach. Now the Brisa says two things: Lamal Lishkan is Pischai, Lamas Bnei. What does mean Lamas Bnei? So Rashi says the Mila Schar Vavadav Makvasai Milachol Pischai. That if you don't have Namal your son, then you're not able to eat the Karban Pesach, and therefore you can't go ahead and do it. You can't become Tam because then it'll be ma'ak of you from eating the Karban Pesach. And I saw in the Sefer Mishmar Levi from Mishmar Mordechai Scholzinger and Simon Kuf Mem Dal, he's bothered that why does Rashi say that the Mila is ma'akvas and milachal pischei? Mila is ma'akav from the Asiyah of Pesach also. So why mention the Achila? Why not mention the Asiyah? Because the Asiyah comes first, we should mention that it's ma'akav from the Asiyah. Why does Rashi skip over to the Achila? And he blabs Shver on this Kasha. But I think the way Rav David Soloveitchik learns Rashi over here, I think that would be Miyoshuv, which is really what he seems to be saying. Besaych Dvarav, that Rav David is bothered with a different kasha, that why does Rashi, what's B'chal the Chiddush, that Mila Scharav is Ma'akev Malachos Pischa? We already know that he can't become Tamei Alts Bittel Karman Pesach, so if I need to do Mila to be able to bring the Pesach, and by being the Tamei, I'm not going to be able to do it, then Avada, that's Nichol, and what we already know, that you can't become tummy if it's given Vatal Karim Pesach. There's no Chiddush added over here by mentioning this case of Lamos Benai. So if you look at Rashi and Brachus, Taka learns that Milos Benai is going on a regular day during the year, nothing to do with Karim Pesach, that you can't become tummy to be Mevatal Mitzvahs Milos Benai. But if you're Rashi over here, there's learning that it's part of the Ikov of Karim Pesach, then it's Taka Shrem. What's the Chiddush? We already know they can't become tummy outside Karim Pesach, so Lachai Milos should be no different if that's Ma'akav in the Karim Pesach. So if David wants to learn that Rashi is going on one of the cases of the Gemara Yavamis and Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara says there are cases where B'shas Asiyas HaPasach was not Ma'akiv, the Mila was not Ma'akiv, let's say the cotton was a Chayla, and it was only an Iko B'shas Achila. And that's the Chiddush over here. They already know that you can't become Tamei because of Asiyas HaPasach, but what about Achilas HaPasach? So Rashi is coming to say that even when it's only an Iko in the Achila, not the Asiyah, could go in a case of Lamas Benai that only became Nageh La'achar Asiyah before Achila, even that is Ma'akiv, and you can't do it if it's going to be Mvata L'Achilas B'Sara Pesach. So through that, it's possible why Rashi mentions the Achila, not the Asiyah. That it's true that it's Ma'akiv the Asiyah too, but that we already know. That's the Kedin of Karman Pesach. The Chiddush over here is that it's not only Ma'akiv the Achila, but it's not only Ma'akiv the Asiyah, but it's Ma'akiv the Achila as well. Therefore, it's very Meduik why Rashi mentioned Dafka the Achila.